I am always learning. I may view it as mistakes, but I'm always learning. Those mistakes are learning. And I'm learning through love and in love for myself. And oh, I'm so grateful. So grateful. I am worthy. I love and approve of myself. Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this, a warm welcome to the Hear Me, See Me and Love Me podcast brought to you by Hear.me Coaching. Hear Me, See Me, Love Me is a self-fulfilling affirmation that serves as a reminder that for us to hear ourselves, see ourselves and love ourselves first and foremost before expecting anybody else to do it. I'm your host, Patience Chigondora, the CEO and founder of Hear Me Coaching. And I've got a really special episode for you guys today. I felt it on my spirit to do a quick guided meditation all about re-energizing, recharging ourselves with love and cultivating energy for us to approve of ourselves. So we are gonna be going in deep into the loving yourself and pouring into yourself. Now, before we get into that, just a couple of things. Because this is a guided meditation and a meditation of any sort, please do not do this when you are driving. Either pause it and pull over, or just do it when you're in a safe space, somewhere where you are grounded, whether you're laying down, you're sat upright, because you will be going and experiencing a whole different vibe. We are going to be closing our eyes. So if you're driving, it's not going to work, okay? It ain't gonna work. So please, if you're driving, save this for later when you are feeling comfortable. And everyone else who isn't driving, get the vibes correct. If you want to light a candle, if you want to grab yourself a nice tea, if you want to lay on the bed, on the sofa, if you want to sit upright, whatever you want to do. Even if you decide, you know what, I'm more comfortable with my arm up in the air or legs up, whatever you want to do, as long as you are comfortable, that is the key. That is the priority, because meditation is all about you being comfortable so that you can journey within and just recharge yourself, okay? So now that that's out of the way, so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is get comfortable, and I will ask you to close your eyes, and we're going to start with a cleansing breath. Now, breath is such an underrated way of realigning, of being, actually, really, to put it frank, of being. Because when you are born, when you take the first breath, it's the physical presence of you're here, you're alive. Everyone's waiting for the baby to take that first breath before they smack it on the bum or whatever. So they cry and it's like, oh yeah, no, it's not. They're fine, they're here. And also when that time eventually comes, it's the signal of when we are no longer in the physical form. So when people do pass away, that last breath, again, is so significant because it's the difference of being present here and being in the afterlife, if you believe in that, which of course, as you know, I do. Hello. So using the breath, you can literally cultivate any emotion, any feeling. You can calm yourself. Even when you are excited, you can elevate. Your breath always changes. And it's something that our body does automatically, that we're actually not even aware of it. So when you become aware of it, it increases the impact and the powerfulness and increases really the gratitude for ourselves, for our breath. If you're scared, if you're nervous, you can calm your nervous system through breath. If you are happy, excited, again, breath. If you're like, actually, this is too much emotion, you need to calm down, again, your breath can do that. Or actually, it can amp it up and, you know, just elevate the energy of whatever the emotion you want to. So all in all to say, breath is really, really, really important. And doing the breath work, there's loads of different breath techniques that you can do to, depending on what outcome that you want to get out of it. And with our meditation today, we're going to be focusing on the cleansing breath. And that breath technique is when you breathe in through the nose and you breathe out through the mouth. And you do that you breathe in to a count of four, breathing in through the nose, hold that for two, then you breathe out a count of four again throughout the mouth. And then we're also going to be doing positive affirmations. Again, this is all about pouring the love into ourselves, blessing ourselves first. So this is your me time. You can do this, you can listen to this as many times as you want to at the start of your day, in the evening, after a meeting, before you meet friends, whenever your intuition, your spirit, your body tells you, oh, let's just get centered real quick, let's just pour into ourselves, this is for you. Okay, so let's do it. I'm ready. Are you ready? So whatever you're doing, whether you're laying down, you're sat up straight, got your legs up in the air, whatever it be, I want you to start becoming aware of what is around you, the room that's around you. What sounds can you hear? What can you see? Can you feel? What are you feeling? Are you touching anything? And just feel, be present with you right now. Be present with those sounds. Be present with what you are seeing. And then I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, is being present with, we are shutting down, shutting out the outer world. And this is our time to tap in and come in literally into our world, into our being. And so I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath, and I'll do the counts for you, so don't worry. So if you can take a deep breath in through the nose, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold for 2, 1, 2, and out through the mouth for 4, 2, 3, 4. We're going to do that again. So breathe in through the nose, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 1, 2, out through the mouth, 2, 3, 4. Gonna do that one more time. In through the nose, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2. Out through the mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And I just want you to follow my voice and allow your breath to get back to its normal pattern. It's not anything that you need to do. Your breath, your body knows exactly what to do. And in the next words and affirmations that I will say, up to you, whatever feels right for you. You can either say them out loud and copy me after I've said it, or say it in your mind and allow my voice to guide you through it. Whichever way you want, we'll do this together. Okay. Okay. love. Love is me. Love is in my DNA. In fact, my DNA is love. I'm so grateful and I love who I was, who I am, and becoming. I hear me, I see me, and I love me through all of my experiences. All the experiences in the past, or even in the present, that I may feel or view as good or bad, and may have emotions or feeling sad, angry, upset, disappointed, overwhelmed, broken. I accept those emotions and I allow them to flow through the love that I am. And I thank those emotions because they are my guiding light. They allow me to feel, to see, to know when I am not in alignment with my true being, with my inner being, who is always this love, who's always this comfort, this safety that I feel. I may not always be aware of it, but when I feel it, I feel it. And I'm so grateful for those experiences because they allow me to realign with my true loving inner being. I'm grateful for my inner being, for always showing up, for always being there. With no judgment, no resentment, no criticism, just pure love. Because that is what love is. It's unconditional. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to seek for it. I don't have to do anything other than be myself to receive this love and give this love. I love who I am right now. And I love that now I have the capacity to look at who I was and all those parts of me in the past and pour love into them. And I thank those parts of me, I honor those parts of me for getting me through what I needed to get through, for serving me in those moments and doing the best that they knew how. And now I have the capacity to thank them, to love them, and release them of any blockages, any restrictions, any need to protect me in this moment, because I am safe. I am safe. I am seen. I am heard. I am loved. I am love. And I thank me in this present moment for being present with me, for being aware of my own relationship with me, with my inner being, for prioritizing my well-being, for prioritizing the relationship I have with myself, for this time that I'm pouring into me. I deserve it. I am worthy of it. and I thank the future me who all the desires that I am creating in this moment that I wish for will achieve all those things, because my desires want me just as much as I want them. And also will look back to this present version of me in this moment with so much love. So much love in my decisions I'm making, the path that I'm choosing, the love that I'm starting to create for myself, the emotional stability, the forgiveness, all of it, my future self would thank me for in this present moment. And we even have more capacity to thank me and my past self. All the versions of me, I honor and thank. I see you. I hear you. I love you. I am worthy of receiving all of this love for simply being me. Being present, being me within in myself is the only qualification, is the only thing I need to do. Only thing I need to remember, I am love. I am, because I am love and love is in my DNA, I am healing. I am healed. I am precious. I am beautiful. I'm divine in all that I do. I am learning. I'm appreciative of the pace that I'm learning. Whatever it is I'm learning, I am always learning. I may view it as mistakes, but I'm always learning. Those mistakes are learning. And I'm learning through love and in love for myself. And oh, I'm so grateful, so grateful. I am worthy. I love and approve of myself. Another deep breath, and now we're just gonna take 30 seconds to bask in that energy we just cultivated. You may feel waves of energy through your body. You may feel tingling. You may feel really cold. You may feel really hot. And also, you may not feel anything. And that's okay. It's just the awareness of what we've just done. And we're just going to bask in it. I don't know. If you need to give yourself a hug, do it. And just, embrace and bottle up this energy we've just created. Take it with you in whatever you're doing next, wherever you're going, in your thought, whatever it is. This is now your center and always has been and always will be. And as we start coming back and realigning with our physical being, you can start to twinkle your toes. Your knees, feel your knees, your hips, lower back, your waist. This love is all over. It's in your heart, your shoulders, down your arms, your fingertips. your neck, your chin, your lips, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, top of your head, your scalp, through your hair. And even if you don't have any hair, it's in the follicles. And and that is us. That's the energy of loving ourselves. And like I said, listen to this as many times as you want. How did it feel for you, actually? How are you feeling now? I would love to know. Let me know, whether it's in the comments, leave me a review, and in my social media, wherever. But I would love to know how this felt for you. If you feel better than you did before, or if you were already flowing in the flow of love and this is just added to it, whatever it is, there's no right or wrong, but I really would love to know how this felt for you. It felt special for me. Listen, I did a nap because I need to just bask some more in all of this, because I feel it. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you as always for supporting me, for joining me on this journey, and most importantly, for showing up for yourselves, for showing up for your own healing. And of course, I see you, I hear you, I love you, and you matter, whoever you are and wherever you are. Take care, guys. Take care of yourself. Bye.